top climate scientists from Europe's Copernicus Climate Commission calmly presented their alarming but anticipating conclusion. 2024 was the hottest year since record keeping began in 1850.
And honestly, I'm running out of metaphors to explain the warming we are seeing. And so I won't try to find a new one.
Mauro Facchini is head of the Earth Observation Unit for the European Commission. His commission reported that 2024 was 1.6 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial levels. That makes it the first year the planet passed the 1.5 degrees Celsius limit agreed to by the Paris Climate Treaty. In Fahrenheit, 2024 was nearly 2.9 degrees hotter than pre-industrial levels. The Copernicus report said the last 10 years have been the warmest decade on record.
The many record-breaking events we have seen over the course of the last 12 months are not statistical oddities, but rather a direct consequence of the generalized warming of our climate system, which is mostly fueled by the steady increase in atmospheric concentration of greenhouse gases.
Samantha Burgess with the European Weather Forecasting Center echoed the assessment that the primary reason for record planetary temperatures, melting glaciers, and ice sheets is the increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
According to the latest IPCC sixth assessment report published in 2021, greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere are the highest that they have been for the last at least 800,000 years for methane, and for over 2 million years for carbon dioxide.
Government climate monitoring groups in Japan and Britain and the nonprofit Berkeley Earth also concluded the planet topped 1.5 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial times. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and NASA said the planet warmed just under the 1.5 degrees Celsius mark. The differences among agencies stem from which ocean temperature tools they used. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, agreed with its European counterpart that sea surface temperatures in 2024 were at a record high. Warmer ocean waters increased the intensity and destructiveness of tropical storms and hurricanes. Burgess said hotter temperatures, accompanied by high humidity, are stressing the human body.
We are seeing an increasing trend in the number of days with heat stress, and 2024 was no exception, with the world seeing a record number of days with strong and extreme heat stress. We also reached a new record annual maximum on the 10th of July, when approximately 44% of the globe was affected by at least strong or extreme heat stress.
With the Los Angeles fires the latest example of a climate-driven catastrophe, Rachel Cletus at the Union of Concerned Scientists said fossil fuel companies seem intent on burning down the planet to protect their profits. She called on decision makers to acknowledge the staggering financial costs and human toll of burning fossil fuels and to commit to building a stronger, safer economy powered by clean energy. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News, Pacifica Radio.